Welcome to the XYZ Experiment podcast. Today it's Fiona and Dash, and today we're going to talk about you know you're old when... .. So this last week I turned 56 and my husband was 60 this year, and I've been making the joke all week about we are now in the new tick box. So we've gone from the 45 to 55 tick box. Now we're in the 56 to 65 tick box, and yeah, we're only one tick box away from the 65 plus. So we're old. We're getting old. In fact, today I was having a brunch with some friends of ours, and we, I don't know, somehow the conversation came up about our age, and then he said to me, oh, you know, we're pretty similar age. And I went, oh, yeah, I don't think so. And then I said to him, how old are you? And he goes, 46. And I said, I'm 56. He was stunned, which is really nice, really, really nice. Yeah. But it just reminds me how much older I am than other people. And so I was having a think about, you know, your old when. And so one of the things I would say is that you're a little bit crankier at the world.
Like, yes, people, there's a lot of memes about no F's to give.
You run out of them. You have absolutely run out of them. Like, the outrage I can feel walking from my apartment to work and having people in front of me doing things, or people walking towards me on their mobile phones and not looking up. I think that's an age thing. Like, it's like, yeah, definitely, it's like, look up. Or, and the scary thing is I'm actually not afraid to verbalize it anymore because I'm old too. So like, if someone's coming towards me and I would have in the past, like, try to avoid them or dodge them, now I just go, can you just look up? So they don't bump into me, so I don't have to change my trajectory. So I think that's how I know I'm getting old. And it really is no F's to give. Like, you're just, yeah, like, nah, I'm done. I'm just going to say something. How about, well, you, Dash?
I'd say it's like getting older because, like, you're not actually old, old. And I will say, of the surveys, because I write a lot of surveys, we had this conversation that we shouldn't do 65 up because we are living for a lot longer. So now it's like 66 to 75,
okay,
76 to 85, and then we do 85 up.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, because is it the new 60, the old 45? Like,
maybe.
I mean, Dash, I'm older than the Golden Girls. And I don't look like the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
like,
well, they had weird perception. Well, maybe that's what people looked like at that age back then. Did they, though?
I don't know. But I just think it's weird how you perceive your own age. Like, Milan and I have joined this club recently, and we go to the welcome evening. There's at least 50 people there. And I'm saying to Milan, everyone here is so old. Like, they're really old. And Milan goes, they're our age group, Fiona. And I'm like, that's
just, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Shivers, we're in the right group.
Oh my goodness. But I do resonate. Like, I do feel like I am getting older.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you, like, my patience sometimes is a little bit less. Like, one of the things that I now verbalize, which probably annoys people, I really get annoyed at people who just stand in the doorway of trams. Like, even if there's room, I'm like, just get out of the way. Like, people can't get on and off because you're just standing in the doorway for no reason. If it's a packed tram, get it. But if it's not a packed tram, move.
I get rage when I'm trying to get off the tram and someone's trying to get on. And I'm, yes, like, and I actually say, can you just let me off?
But you know, the thing that I know I've started doing more and more is when I go out to eat, if the lighting, and most of the time the lighting isn't bright enough, constantly have my mobile phone out to, like, see the menu, just walk around. Even, like, if the lighting as I'm walking around the streets starts to go down a little bit, mobile phone out so I can see better, see the pavement a bit better. Show the dog where she's going because she's going a bit blind. So I'm like, you know, you and I, we're both going a little bit our night vision is not as great as it probably used to be. So I'm just like, wowzers, there's things that I do which is very, I think, beyond my, because I'm only 41, so.
Oh, the thing with the mobile phones, like, I remember when we started doing that, pulling out our mobile phones with a light on it to see it, or taking a picture of the menu and then expanding it out so we could
see it.
I had to do that in supermarkets sometimes with the back of a packet, and I want to know something about it because I'm always looking out for garlic, and I have to take a photo of it and then expand it out. I've even got my glasses on just to see what the, oh, I don't know. Do you know, we went out.
I do see older people in the supermarket with little magnifying glasses.
Oh, yeah. Just push them down over my eyes. We were at Chin Chin's for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and the music was really loud, like really, really loud. We were having a hard time hearing each other, and I didn't dislike the music. It was just really loud. And so one of our friends, we were actually celebrating his 50th. He was like, do you think we could ask them to turn the music down? And I made this joke about, don't worry, the table behind us is even older. They're going to get that done. And literally 5 minutes later... music came down, and I know it's because they had said to them, can you turn it down? Because there was a lot of older people in this section, like, and we just couldn't hear each other. And I thought, is that an old person's thing? Or, I think it is. I really do think it is, that
but
it was just overwhelming.
Like, honestly, I would love to hear from people who run restaurants or do that, because part of the reason people go out is to socialize.
Yeah, then you're
blaring music so loudly that people are screaming. And often those venues are, you know, not very sound
proof
friendly, like, because they've got concrete floors or whatever. So everything's quite echoey. I will say, I was at Matilda, the restaurant, the other day, and it was very dark. So we did have to bring our phones out just to navigate to our table. But music was beautiful level, and, you know, it was quiet. Like, I didn't feel like I was overhearing everyone else's conversations. It was divine.
Anyway. Oh, how lovely is that? Do you know, that's good. I'm going to segue on that. Did I ever tell you they had a restaurant here in Melbourne for a while that you ate in complete darkness? And I'm talking about you can't see your hand in front of your face. Did you ever go to that?
No, because I think I would hate it.
We did it. You can't have your watch on. You can't have anything that might illuminate in the restaurant. So you put it into these bags. You can't have your phone. And you have to sort of hold on to the person's shoulder in front of you, taken to your chairs. And then you had a meal in, it was totally black. Like, it was a...
Did it last?
I don't think it lasted a long time. But it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Like, all the waiters are also in the dark, like they haven't got lights or anything like that. It was just incredible. It was just so incredible. And so we were having such a good time laughing, and then finally we're ready to go. And we didn't realise that we were the last table to leave. We hadn't even realised the other tables had got up to leave.
Wow.
Because you can't see, you know, because the sensory's gone. It was just, bizarre experience. I get a lot of road rage. So I get a lot of road rage.
You're getting angry.
I have a whole conversation as I drive, like just going, oh, my God, like, people are maniacs on the road. And when you live in the CBD, you're only allowed to do 40Ks and you're not going fast. You're trying not to run over pedestrians, first of all, because they've got their earphones in. They don't even realise they're walking against the red man, or, you know, the green man's now finished and we're all ready to move. Or like, I actually had someone the other day, I was in my laneway, going into my garage, and a girl was walking towards me with headphones on, looking down at her phone. I physically stopped my car. She walked into my car, walked into it, then started to, like, you know, start to remonstrate with me about it. And a woman who was on the street said, no, like, I had my window down. She goes, no, she'd stopped. You walked into her. And she goes, oh, sorry. And then she kept going. But it's just, do I toot my horn? Do I, like, I was watching her going, I was going to sound so bad. I was thinking, ah, damn it, bloody Gen Z, just look up. Just look up. But it's just, I don't know. I think, like, with the road rage, I'm thinking, When have people lost their manners, or that, you know, it's okay to wait your turn to turn a corner? You don't have to go into the other lane and then turn all across us so we can't turn.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for 5 minutes to turn.
Yeah.
Why don't you wait for 5 minutes? Like, and it's almost like in my day, no one would have done that, you know? Like,
yes.
I almost get where that comes from now. But we probably would have. We probably would have. It's just...
When you were young.
Yeah, when my day, no one did that. It's just, today's generation is so rude and they don't care and are they going to be looking after us in aged care? Because they're not going to look after us. You know, all these sort of things that I think, which is just so untrue. It's so untrue. So I know I'm getting old. I think it's the shorter fuse. I think it's the shorter fuse that, you're getting old. But when do you get to the age where you just go, let it go? You know, you just go, I don't care. I've got all the time in the world. I don't care.
And maybe that's the thing. I reckon younger generations probably squeeze too much stuff that they're doing, hence why they're running around and doing things probably a bit more. I don't know. Maybe we've slowed down. Well, probably not. But you know the thing that I feel shows my age, and also because I have multiple health conditions, is my chemist knows me.
Oh, yeah. I know my chemist really well too.
Yeah. Like, they know me. They know what I'm coming in for. I just find that extraordinary. That would have never happened like 20 years ago. And so it's just like those little pockets of things that you're like, yeah, I'm in that bracket where I'm unusual enough that you remember all the meds I'm on.
Even things too, like, you know, you get a dinner invite out, and if someone said to me dinner's at 9 or 9:30, I'd go, oh, my God, I need to be in bed.
I can't do it.
And, you know, we did that sleep episode last week. That really made me realise that I'm becoming a morning person, a morning lark, whereas I've always been a night owl, and it's just because I'm getting old. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I think about going to bed earlier now. Yeah, and I was just thinking, what is wrong with me? Why am I okayed out to midnight or going out after that? But now I'd like to think it's not psychological, it's physiological.
This
is happening, you know, why I don't want to go out late anymore, and why, you know, if someone said to me, you know, we're going to go to this really fancy restaurant, we're going to go 6 o'clock sitting, I'd go, great. That would suit me fine, the 6 o'clock sitting.
Yeah, I love a 6 o'clock sitting. I love a 6 o'clock sitting.
When did I get so old?
The other thing I think is, who was I talking to recently? I was talking to someone, and we have talked about this on the podcast before, but dressing for comfort.
Oh, yeah.
Like comfortable shoes, comfortable pants, like being warm. Like, I'd rather be dressing for the temperature as opposed to being either too cold or too hot, because I need to look stylish or present a particular image. And so absolutely dress for comfort these days and look like probably a bit of a dork.
No, you never. You're always so stylish. No, absolutely not.
You don't really see me walking around the neighborhood. Like what I wore to go grocery shopping today, I was like, oh, God.
You haven't let yourself go, that's for sure. But it's also like, I don't think I'll ever buy a set of high heels again. I think I'm done. Like, maybe I might buy a wedge. I don't know, maybe that's my age. But I don't think in my lifetime to go now that I will ever buy another pair of high heels. I think I'm done.
Would you wear them, like the ones that you've got?
I've got a few, and I wore a pair a little while ago, and I was in the CBD going to something, and when I left that function, I actually took them off and walked home bare feet. I just threw the CBD. That's how much
Fiona.
I just don't want to wear high heels anymore. So I literally took them off and I walked bare feet home, which isn't great because my feet are so soft. Like, they're not tough like they used to be. And that was really the end for me. I just thought, and they were comfortable shoes. Don't get me wrong. They weren't shoes that didn't fit me properly or anything. And I just thought, I'm just not built for high heels anymore. I've just spent too long in flat shoes and sneakers and all that sort of stuff. That's where I'm at now. And, you know, the fashion at the moment is flat shoes. Like, when you look around, that's what they're doing. So I'm thinking, oh, thank God I'm fashionable again. But, just about like the really comfortable clothes. But you've got to be careful, because there can become a uniform for older people. And I do follow some accounts that say, don't do this because it'll age you, and it definitely, you know, they talk about different haircuts, makeup techniques, the type of shoes that you wear, also the type of clothes that you wear that really do show your age if you do that. So I'm very careful not to wear a uniform of my age group, if that makes sense. You know, I'm trying really careful not to do that. I don't want to show my age that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's totally fair. But I also think we probably prioritize comfort over other things these days. So it is an interesting thing. I think the other thing is the type of books I now like to read or TV shows I like to watch and stuff like that. Like, my tastes have definitely changed to what I was like. Yeah, when I was, you know, like, I just cannot be bothered with teenage dramas.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, and, you know, I know, like, there's been relaunches of things like Gossip Girl and stuff, which I loved when it was, when I was younger, but I could not rewatch. I couldn't watch a show like that anymore.
I think, too, when you're watching TV shows as well, because we go through this a lot, there's so much there, and you might, say there's 10 episodes in a TV show, you might watch one or two and go, I can't give this another moment of my time.
Yeah.
Like, there's too much to do. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I've watched two. Yeah, look, it was okay. Am I going to commit to another eight episodes? Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, and another thing I think that, you know, you're old, and it's just thinking about the TV, when things are redone again, they're talking about remaking Harry Potter because it's over 25 years old now and a lot of those actors are dead. In my lifetime now, I have seen fashion come and go now. Like, there's things in my wardrobe that are fashionable again now from 20 years ago. Like, really, really, like, exactly what we were wearing 20 years ago. So I find that really interesting as well. Things like, oh, you know, music that I listened to when I was a teenager being re-sung by somebody else now, and everyone thinks it's a new song, and it's not. You know, like, I'm old enough for all that now to, yeah. And then things too, like, I've got a Mini, right? A Mini Cooper. I used to get a new car every 4 years. I love cars.
Really?
Yeah, I love cars. I've had some beautiful cars in my lifetime and used to, you know, swap my car. I've had this Mini Cooper now for a while and I'm like, yeah, you know, this car I'm going to keep till it dies. I'm just going to keep it and just, like, I don't have any.
Wow.
I think you get to the age where you just go with everything. Like, I've already got 5 black dresses in my wardrobe. Do I need a fifth one? This car's getting me from A to B. Do I really need to upgrade this?
Yeah.
Or, like, even like my Apple phone, I think I'm like four generations behind now, but it's still doing what I want it to do. I don't need that.
Same.
You know what I mean?
I haven't, like, upgraded mine in a while.
You start thinking about, I don't know if it's, you become less, it's not materialistic, but you become less about renew. You're just like, this is going to see me out for a while, maybe until it dies now. I think you take, I don't know, I've taken that sort of attitude. Do you find that yourself?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I'm heading more and more that way, and I think it's only a good thing. But also, it just comes back to, I can't be bothered engaging in that whole consumerist process. So sometimes, you know, like, even when I'm on Instagram and all these new things come up, and I'm just like, I can't even be bothered clicking onto the website to see what that product is.
It is
really interesting.
And then with birthdays, like, I have my birthday this week, and my husband says to me, what would you like for your birthday? And I said to him, literally nothing. What I'd really like from you, which is what he does every year, is to continue giving me a card, which I know he's really thoughtfully thought out. And then he writes a message in it that often brings me to tears. That's what I want for my birthday. Whereas if he had said that to me 20 years ago and I didn't get a gift, I would have cried that I didn't get a gift, or the gift wasn't appropriate, like, I didn't like the gift. But now I just... yeah, I just don't need that anymore. I just don't need the gift anymore. And it might be a month from now, I might see something and I'll say to him, oh, I just bought myself my birthday gift, you know, a month. You know what I mean? Like, it's just those sorts of things become more important about, like, the messaging and the people around you. It's funny how it changes. Whereas beforehand I was really big on the gift for the birthday. And I think that's an age thing. I think that's definitely getting older and just like, well, I've had 56 of them now. Like, How many don't more gifts do one. I need?
But you know, like the other side of that is, and I know I'm super privileged. This isn't the case for everyone. But a lot of my 20s, because we were on PhD scholarships, we didn't have a lot of money. And I feel like I know I'm getting older because small expenses or things don't matter as much to me. Like, so in the same way that I probably don't spend on stuff as much as I needed to or used to, I also don't probably think about money as much as I probably did when I was younger, because I know I've got more of it because I'm older and I'm more established in my career, although who knows what's happening with my contract. But academia is a weird place to work in sometimes. But I do think it brings a certain amount of relaxation around that. Like, I know I could go to the spa. I know I could go get my hair cut as often as I want to. I know I can go, I can afford physio. I know I can afford to eat well. I know I can afford to go out if I want to. I know I, you know, whereas in beforehand that would have been big considerations.
Yeah, to do that. I have had to think more about my finances in my 50s than I've ever had to think of my finances because I had the 2 years of COVID where I just didn't earn any money, like, which was, you know, so everything went to paying the mortgage at that time. And so as you're getting older, and I feel like it set us back quite a bit, you know, and, but when I say set us back, I'm also lucky that I've had a job, but set us back in any of the little, like, travel. I just don't want to, I've got to make up for those 2 years. And that's scary, being in your, as you got older, worrying about that, that, you know, my super's not as much as it should be, or I've got a credit card debt, which I've never had in my life because of COVID during that time, paying, you know, whatever. So that's one of the things that, you know, you're getting old, like, yes, definitely, you should be financially better. But if you're not, that's scary
as well.
Yeah, and I often think about people who don't have the ability to make money, or, like, you know, a lot of people at my age are getting divorced, a lot of women.
I know.
And the, maybe the woman has never worked in that. And I just think, oh, my God, like, how, I hope they're okay. Like, I do think about that. I just think, I hope they're okay, you know.
Well, that is that scary stat about that's the new highest group of homelessness is women, older women who have gotten divorced.
Like, if there's not much left out of the home, or if the home's brought up children, sometimes the home is still hot to the eyeballs through school and all that sort of stuff, so there's nothing left at the end. It's a big thing. And the other thing as well, like, we were talking to this morning to some friends and just saying very, very fit through my 40s. And then, again, I'm blaming COVID for anything. COVID happened, lost a lot of my fitness. And now it's harder to get back to that fitness. Like, it's a lot harder. Like, my body aches a little bit. But also, maybe as you get older, also it's a real mental game as well. You have to really push yourself. It can be so easy to become really comfortable, and but you know you're getting older when it's harder to do up your shoelaces, or it's harder to get out of bed,
or the buckles on shoes,
or harder to, like, get in and out of the bath, or those sorts of things. You know that you're aging. I went for a walk with some friends this morning, and they're a lot younger than me, and, like, I was developing a sweat, but they weren't, you know. Like, thinking, I hope they don't notice I'm sweating a little bit.
It was a hot morning, though. It's pretty warm today.
It's just when you know. And then the other thing that you know you're getting older is, I had my goddaughter come over with her partner, and they're in their mid-20s, and we took them out to Magic Mountain. I don't know if you know Magic Mountain, but it's a restaurant here in Melbourne, and it has a DJ in it. Like, it's really, really loud. It's not where Miladin and I would probably choose to go, but I knew, because they're from the country in WA, I knew it's something they would really enjoy, which they did. They really, really enjoyed it. Anyway, we get to the end of the meal, and I say to my husband, oh, quick, get up and pay the bill. And we're paying for them, and they're trying to fight us on that, you know, like, they're going, oh, no, no, we'll pay our half. And I'm like, no, 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 we're paying the bill, because I realize we're the parents now. You know what I mean? Like, like, when I was their age, I was being taken out by older groups of people who would always pay the bill. And now I'm playing it forward. That's now my job to pay you know, they were my guests. Generation. Yeah, and I paid for their dinner. And it's, I don't need any thanks or anything like that. But that's when I, that was probably one of the first times I really thought, oh, I'm definitely the older person.
Yeah.
I'm playing it forward now, you know.
100%. I 100% agree with that. And, yeah, we often do try to do that with younger friends of ours because I'm just like, we're in a different financial world to yours. And but also, like, you save it. Like, save it for something else that you might need. Yeah. Even if you can afford it, do it. Put it towards something else.
Yeah. You're playing it forward because it would have happened to you. People would have paid for your meal. But the 100%. One time when I really realised that I was older was it's over 10 years ago and I had bird flu and I was hospitalised for bird flu.
Yeah.
And I was pretty sick. I was I was really, really sick. And I remember lying there and I was actually had delirium and I heard these two people speaking over the top of me and they're talking about this middle-aged woman and they kept going, middle-aged woman, middle-aged woman, middle-aged woman. I think I was 45 at the time. And I was thinking in my own head, who are they talking about? And why are they talking about someone else in my room? And then I realised it was me.
Yeah.
I was the middle-aged woman, you know, because maybe I'll live to 90, maybe I won't.
Mate. You should be using your name.
No, they thought I was out of it. Like I was literally quite delirious.
Pretty unconscious.
Oh, yeah. Like when finally my temperature came down, the nurse actually said to me, did you see God last night? They poured ice over me, just completely poured me in ice because trying to bring my temperature down, it was terrible. But, yeah, that's the first time ever in my life I realised that I was in another bracket now. But even things
But you're
like,
not in the bracket yet.
No.
By the way, for 65 and up, where you get special permission for all the other vaccinations.
Oh, yes, true. And people don't get up and give me their seat in the tram or a bus yet, so that hasn't happened. I must look
you dress young.
Physically
you
okay.
You do look younger than your age.
I know. So people don't offer me their seat. I offer people my seat all the time.
Yeah, same.
I go the other way and, you know, they're probably the same age as me. But Miladin and I, we always have this joke, like if we know someone's age and they're similar to age us, and sometimes we go, oh, they got some city miles on them because they look so old for their age.
But you know, like the other thing that happened to me recently, I was on a tram and there was this older lady who was sitting and she was sitting in one of the seats that was, you know, designated for people who need to have a seat. And, you know, I don't have great balance. So I'm like standing on this in this tram and like swaying around and she was watching me and she was clearly like, you need to be sitting down. Yeah. And so as soon as a seat got available, she pointed at me and she's like, go get that seat. And it was just
really nice.
It was really nice. Yeah. But I was also just like, oh, wow. Like,
she's looking
I feel
out.
Like, yeah, but I also feel like there's a little bit of watching out for each other that happens as you get older.
It's probably true, actually, yeah.
And I just lucky that she was watching out for someone who was a little bit younger than her. I always watch out for older people on the trams or in supermarkets just in case they need any assistance.
It's true.
Like, I know that's very patronising, but I feel like they do that to each other too.
But it's actually true because I was taking the kids to go to JB Hi-Fi in one of the big shopping districts here and I had to find out where it was. And so I went to, you know how they've got the electronic boards that you can tap in where you're going? And this lady was in front of us who was maybe 10 years older than me and she was looking for Coles and she was tapping. And I could see that she just couldn't work out where that map was showing her. I could just see it, you know.
Yeah.
Like the complete confusion. And then she sort of stepped away. So I actually tapped her on the shoulder and I said, oh, look, I hope you don't mind. I saw that you were looking for Coles. And she goes, oh, yes. And I said, you need to just go down these stairs, go all the way through. You'll see the train station. It's right next door there on the right. She goes, oh, thank you so much. And that's the sort of thing, you know, just sometimes the cognition might not necessarily – you can see it. You can see the confusion or you can see, like you said, that you were swaying. And maybe being a bit older, you're more watching for that as well. Like just maybe being a better citizen, if that's the word, like a citizen of the world, really.
100%. I think you're much more aware of your surroundings. We know we're getting older, everyone. There we go.
Because we're crankier, is that right? No.
We're crankier. We're crankier, but also more aware of what's going on and willing to extend a hand if needed.
Hi, Fiona here. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. If you enjoyed our show, tell all your friends and family and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. Our original music was composed and performed by Luke Champion.